All right, I don't have the normal pulpit, so I'm going to actually have to get out of my comfort zone and walk around a little bit. So God's going to help us this morning, amen. I believe that there's going to be breakthrough this morning for families, for children. Hallelujah. All right, amen. So yes, Pastor Ricky is down at the park, getting ready for the slide and everything else that's going to be happening today. So hopefully we can get everybody out there. Oh, yes. Okay. Someone is asking, what park are we going to? We actually have maps. As you leave today, we do have maps. It's down at Rotary Park, but it's on the soccer field side all the way down at the end. It's called the Don Sullivan section of Rotary Park. There's a little driveway called Bella's Way. And we're going to have banners and things. You're going to be able to spot it really easy. But at the very end, there's Chaparral Drive and Lakeside. That's the cross street. Bella's Way, and that's where we're going to be. And it's going to be beautiful outside, you guys, if we don't get rained out. But it will be, at least it's not 120, so I'm excited about that. And it's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship, eating some food, and just enjoying one another's company and seeing the kids play. And fellowshipping, seeing kids play, being families, doing things together. It's so sad when I hear somebody say, well, I just didn't feel connected. I can't feel like, okay, we have the seniors in action. We have ladies, we have men's, we have things like this that we're doing consistently every fifth Sunday of the month so we can get involved. I know 2020 put kind of people in a weird, tailspin, but know what? We are getting back to getting to do some things as the body of Christ, amen. So hallelujah. All right, I'm going to pray real quick before we get into the word. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that this morning your word will go out. Hallelujah. It says in your word that when I open my mouth, you fill it, Father God, that this is your words from your throne room of heaven coming down and speaking to us this morning. Lord, I thank you that we will receive everything that you have for us this morning by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Some of you might know that Brother Richard and Brittany, they are on sabbatical right now. We love them dearly. They have been faithful, hallelujah, to your children through so many years. I believe it's more like 7 or 8 years, if I can think of it off the top of my head. But basically, their whole married life, they have been serving our children and our families here. And thank you, God, that there is time for breaks, and we love them dearly. I'm going to be actually, if you don't see me up here as often as usually, I'm going to be stepping in the back more, doing our next gen ministries. And there, I have a heart for that ministry. If you don't know, my parents were kids ministers for years, like 15 years before they came to this church and was the senior pastor. And if you don't know, I can make animal balloons. I can make animal balloons because my parents were kids pastors. I was a clown for several years because my parents were kids pastors, okay? I actually had a raisin costume, all right? So I don't know if you know back then in the 80s, those raisins, remember those commercials? Okay, I had to dress up like a raisin. All right, you guys? My parents, my sister, I played the guitar and my sister played the saxophone. And we had to sing a song and we had to praise God in raisin costumes. All right, this was my childhood, so I'm just letting you know. But they knew how to have an amazing, awesome, God-packed, Holy Ghost-filled children's ministry. And so I'm excited that there's gonna be some things going on, but anyway, so I'm gonna be stepping back, helping in that area, and I'm really excited. So I started thinking about some different things. I started seeking the Lord on some issues about some things in the body of Christ as a whole, as a around the world, the church of Jesus as a whole. Where are our churches? Where are our children's ministries at? Pastor Ricky has been talking about 2 Corinthians 13:5. If you can pull that up, please. This scripture talks about examining ourselves. It says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Hallelujah. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, if you have confessed that with your mouth, believe that in your heart and confess that with your mouth, you have Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, there's some things that we renew, like our mind. We have to renew those different things, our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. That gets renewed. We got some, and hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus, those things will be worked out of all of us. We're not just perfect right when we get saved. But glory to God. If you believe Jesus Christ and have confessed it with your mouth, believe it in your heart that he is Lord, then you are saved. But there is a point when we have to look at ourselves. Are we walking a Christian life? Are we Christ followers? Are we Christ followers? Are we doing the works of Jesus? All right? So I started asking these things concerning children's ministry and our church, and this whole last week there's just been a lot of prayer and different things happening. So let's turn to Proverbs 29:18. We love kids. Hallelujah, we love babies. It's a family service. It's wonderful to hear those babies and to see those kids watching us worship the Lord, seeing us as parents opening our Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints. But happy is he who keeps the law. Can we have that in King James Version also? I think it's a little more familiar in King James Version. Where there's no revelation, all right? Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. So what is the vision for Spirit Life Church? What is the vision for our next gen ministry, which is the cradle to college, from the babies all the way until they get into college? What is that vision for our children's and youth ministries? And those are some things that was kind of just, you know, rolling around in my spirit. Let's go to Matthew 7:20. So I try to just examine where the Lord wants us to go. And really, the church as a whole, what is the fruit that we have seen coming from our children's ministries and our youth ministries? What is that fruit? And if we need to make little adjustments, then we can. And thank God we have had teachers here that pour their lives into our children, hallelujah, and teach them the word of God.
Amen.
So Matthew 7:20 says, therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. So we're supposed to look around and see the fruit of it.
Yes.
We're supposed to look around and see what has the fruit been in our children's ministry and in our youth ministries. We have to look around and see that. And in our churches, hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to see that. We don't live in the same world that it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
How many believe that? We are in a totally different place. Hallelujah. We have to see things through God's eyes. Where and what does he want us to do right now for our church, for our families, for our children's ministry? What do we need to do in our churches and in our homes? How can Spirit Life Church, our church body, our teachers in the kids' ministry, our children, our youth, hallelujah, make more of a difference for Christ?
Amen.
Those are the questions, hallelujah. Has most of what our churches as a whole been doing for our spiritual, godly education and discipleship of our children and of our youth produced spiritual growth and development in the way it should have? I believe it has here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But can we do better? Yes, we can. We can always do better. Hallelujah. Some people don't even expect. There's some people and some churches that don't even expect spiritual maturity coming from children or youth. They think that it's just a daycare. And I can tell you that these teachers that go back and teach your children and your toddlers and your babies, it's not just a daycare. They are teaching the word of God.
Amen.
Some people say, well, they're just kids. Well, I have to let you know, Satan doesn't think that they're just kids. The kids have the same issues, family issues, in school, and different things that Satan tries to put in their path. And if we have this mindset that they're not mature spiritually, or they can't grasp some of these things that we know in the Bible. Satan knows the truth. He knows where children are. And why are we holding children back from the deeper things of the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And ourselves. We need to get into the deeper things of God.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a statistic. There's 70% of our children that have grown up in Christian homes and have gone to church and Bible studies are walking away from the faith. That was 70% is what that one study said. And we rebuke that in Jesus' name, and we will be making a difference, and there will be an end time harvest coming into know Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. The church as a whole has only seen our children after the flesh, meaning just natural things. In our children's ministry, make it entertaining, candy, games, but we leave little to no room for a true experience of the move of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that in our kids' rooms, we do have moves of the Holy Spirit. I have to tell you, last Sunday, I was back there with the kids, and we went out to eat with some people afterwards, and I was still in this, I mean, you know, that afterglow when you leave service, and you're just like, just have this afterglow after you. We had a move of the Spirit in that kids' room last week. It was amazing. The kids were crying. I was crying. Service ended. I'm wiping tears away. I'm like, your kid's okay. It's just, you know, we were just praying, and it was hallelujah. Glory to God. It was good. It was a wonderful time of the Lord, and His Spirit fell on those kids, and the nice thing is kids just jump on in. You don't have to get the music going or, you know, that kind of thing, or you don't have to try to, you know, get them to, they want to, they jump in. They love Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's exciting. Amen. Where was I? Here we go. But we leave little to no room to experience Jesus. As a result, we have not truly equipped them to walk in the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. They need a truly biblical world view in everything that they do, not just go to church. That's what true discipleship is.
Yes.
Equipping of the saints.
Yes.
That's why we have these reading through the Bible, these papers out there, reading through the Bible, because in your homes, you have to be doing that. That's part of discipleship. Your children are watching you. And we, first of all, need to be doing it for ourselves, getting into the Word of God, amen? Discipling ourselves, keeping with that. Equipping of the saints. It's not just telling the same Bible stories over and over and over again.
Amen.
We cannot reduce the Bible stories to be another fable or cartoon.
Amen.
We tell these stories and end it with, the moral of the story is, boys and girls, don't lie, don't cheat. Be kind, so on, so forth. Hallelujah. And I thank God for His word that has been spoken over our children.
Amen.
And we're going to go deeper into those things. Amen. So Ephesians 4:12. Actually, let's start Ephesians 4:11. Equipping of the saints. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers.
Amen.
Next verse, please. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the edifying of the body of Christ. For the edifying of the body of Christ. The work of the ministry. Equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. That is why He gave us teachers. And that is what teachers do back in the kids' room and up here also. We do have evangelists and teachers and prophets and different things in this church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bible stories are good, and we will teach Bible stories, because how many knows there's a lot to learn in Bible stories. Amen.
Amen.
We will keep on doing that. That is good. That is not definitely not what I'm saying. But we will go deeper. We're going to be deeply rooted put Christ as Lord of their lives. We're going to teach them to hear the voice of the Lord and walking it out, loving people when they aren't lovable. Hallelujah. How many adults we still need to work on that? Loving people when they aren't lovable, because guess what? Christ first loved us. Amen.
Amen.
This was an interesting quote. Phil Vischer, he is the creator of VeggieTales, which my children grew up on VeggieTales. I love VeggieTales. They do a great, great job, high quality, Bible-based. It's wonderful. But there was something that the Lord started to tell him. He says, "I now regret teaching kids morality over the Bible." And that's what caught my attention. Huh. "I look back and I realize I had spent 10 years trying to convince children to behave Christianly without actually teaching them Christianity. That was a pretty serious conviction. You can say, 'Hey kids, be more kind because the Bible says so,' but that isn't Christianity, that is morality."
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, amen.
How many know we do need morality?
Yes.
We need morality more than ever.
Amen.
But that's not Christianity. Most good parents want to teach, Christian or not, want to teach their children right from wrong.
Yeah.
Not to cheat, not to steal, don't bully, to be kind, or whatever it is. But we see this crumbling away of morals in our society. Why is that? Because when you don't have God in society, there's nothing to base anything on. You have taken out the foundation of which everything is built upon. So that's why we hear things like, truth is relative, truth is fluid. It might be your truth, but not for me. Who has heard that, those things? That is a lie from Satan. That is a lie from Satan. There is truth. Hallelujah. There is moral absolute in God. There's 1 + 1 = 2. There are moral absolutes. And God is the maker of them all. Amen?
Amen.
John 14:6. I was watching this documentary, and every time this person walked up to somebody and the word truth came about in conversation, you could see this glazing over. Satan hates the word truth. The world hates the word truth. But we know the truth, and there is a truth, amen? Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. That's what people are seeking. They're seeking a way through life. They're seeking different things out. They're trying to find the way. They're trying to, truth isn't relative anymore. There's not really any truth. Truth is whatever you think it might be. No, there is truth. There is truth. And deep down inside, they are needing to see that truth. They are wanting to see that truth. And life. True life, life filled with peace and joy. Hallelujah. That's what people are needing. They are seeking it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Morality is good, but it is not Christianity. We need to go deeper into the things of God in our own lives. It starts with you in your household, in our own lives, in our lives of our families and our children's, and in the ministries here with our youth, our children,
amen,
and everything that we have for adults also. Hallelujah. We still need to teach Bible stories, but we need to go deeper. Amen. The Bible is not just a good book, but the very words and the breath of God Almighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 4:12. All right, if I could have this in Amplified, please. I should have told you that. For the word of God, for the word that God speaks is alive, amen, and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing. If you need energy, get into the word of God. Energizing and effective.
Amen.
It is effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and that mortal spirit, and the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature. Glory to God. Exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of our heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That is the analyzing. Remember that first scripture in 2 Corinthians. Supposed to check ourselves. Hallelujah. How do we do that? With the word of God.
Yes.
With the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew 9:16. And I'm going to do this NIV version, please. So as I was getting this ready, there was just these words that kept on kind of coming up, and as I'm writing them down and just started seeking the Lord with a few things. That was Matthew 9:16. Oh, there we go. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Let's go to the next verse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will pour out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the old wineskin that we have maybe been seeing in our children's churches and in our youth departments, as church as a whole, not so much ours, because we've had really great teachers, hallelujah, that are in the Word. Has there been no anointing in our children's services? I mean, it's the easiest place for the anointing of the Lord to fall.
Amen.
A true move of the Holy Spirit needs to be in our children's services. Has there been spiritually shallow teaching with just going over Bible stories, which are good, but we need to go deeper? Amen. Kids are saying, give me a greater reason to have Jesus as Lord than just Jonah and the whale.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Acts 2:17. Hallelujah. And that's one reason why we started doing these family services and our Super Sundays, because your children need to see you worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
Your children need to see you here in service, and we need to get the children connected into ushering, into worshiping, into the back sound in every department, into telling their testimonies of tithe and offering.
Amen.
It's not just an adult church. It is the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we like to say there's no junior Holy Ghost. There's no junior Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. Can we say all?
All.
Hallelujah. All flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. Glory to God. He was quoting this from Joel 2:28, and I'll just read that one. It's almost exactly the same. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your son and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. It doesn't say they will tell a good Bible story. It says they will prophesy. It says these children, these sons and daughters, will prophesy.
Amen.
Are we seeing that in the body of Christ? If we are not seeing that, then we need to be examining ourselves and saying, Lord, we need a move of the Spirit. These children need to be, you know, speaking in tongues and prophesying and laying hands on the sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Mark 16:17. Hallelujah. And these signs will follow those who believe. Do we have any believers in the house this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. And sometimes in church, we kind of step away from that. We shouldn't. And we're going to need that now more than ever in these last days. Amen. But that's a deeper thing. Do we normally teach that in kids' church? No. Okay. But Jesus said, those who believe in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Filled with the Spirit, speaking with new tongues. They will take up serpents. We're not going to be handing out snakes in the back. Glory to God. But if they ever come across something that challenges their life, they have authority over it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Glory to God. So when we talk about deeper things, Jesus told us those deeper things. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's this story that's about a group of friends that went out. And one girl was a Christian girl. She was going out with friends. Hallelujah. And the group was just hanging out. And that night, she goes home just like any other night. But in the morning, she finds out that something terrible had happened to one of her other friends. Someone had put a drug in her friend's drink. Come to find out, that same person that confessed to putting the drug in the friend's drink also put it in her drink. But somehow, the drink didn't work on her. Amen. And she knows the word of God, and she knew. The Holy Spirit said to her, let me just make sure I'm reading this the way that. The Holy Spirit reminded her of this verse. So when we're talking about not drinking anything deadly, this is the world that we're living in. This is the world that our children are in and that we're in.
Yes.
This is those things that we need to be teaching them. Because there is an evil, awful devil out there trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But we know Jesus. He gives life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So one of the words that kept on coming up over and over again was getting into the deeper things of the Lord. And I just tried to see, you know, that just, so Lord, I was like, Lord, what is the vision? What is the, we have to have a vision for this, what the new things of the Lord and just different things that were kind of coming up. And he says, well, that's it, the deeper things. And this is what he gave me, doctrine, the meat of the word.
Amen.
Doctrine. So we have D, E, E, P. D for doctrine. E for equipping. Equipping of the saints. Discipleship. Amen. Experience the presence.
Amen.
Experience the presence. Children must encounter the presence of God. They have to have their own personal encounter with Jesus, with his anointing and his presence. They need to take ownership of their faith. They cannot live on their parents' experiences.
Amen.
Amen. They need to know for themselves that God is real. If children don't have their own encounters, they are left with religion without a relationship.
Amen.
It is head knowledge and not heart knowledge. Hallelujah. And I believe that is a new vision and a new breath of life coming into our children's and youth ministry, that we are going to be going deeper into the things of the Lord. Not only there, but here also, amen, because it starts with us and in our homes. Hallelujah. I also started asking the Lord about this wine and this wineskin. Also, our verse for Spirit Life, the verse of this year, which is supernatural acceleration is our theme, but it's based on this verse, Amos 9:13. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman should overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine. Hallelujah. And all the hills shall flow with it. I asked God what spiritual reference that this wineskin and this wine is having for us in this year. And he said, containers of the anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Containers of the anointing. That we are all containers of the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to have the ushers get ready for offering, please. I mean, communion. Thank you, thank you. I'm like, that's not right. Communion. And as they get that ready, I'm just going to, we can start playing a little bit of music here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this word that was given this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that everyone in this place, if they have children here or not, I thank you, Lord, that there is a new fervency and a fire on the inside of us, going after our families, keeping them whole and strong in the name of Jesus, teaching our children to grow up in the things of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are examining ourselves here and we are getting things right and we are moving forward with where you want us to be in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we can start passing out the implements, please. So if you are with your family, we're going to take communion as a family. Thank you. If you do not have family here, be praying and speaking over your own family and over the families here and the children here in this church and in our area. You are the body of Christ, amen? This is a family of God, amen? But first and foremost, before we take communion, I need to ask if you have Jesus as Lord of your life. If you have Jesus as Lord of your life, and families, ask your children also, have you made Jesus Lord of your life? First and foremost, we have to get that right. We have to examine ourselves. Hallelujah. As they keep passing this out, we're going to say this together, church. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I confess this morning that I have sinned. So Lord, I repent. I turn from my old ways. Now I believe in your Son Jesus that died and rose again. And I make Jesus Lord of my life. And I will follow him. Amen, amen, hallelujah. If that was your first time, then please come find myself or Pastor Ricky, because you do need to let us know. We have some gifts that we want to give to you. So we're going to be taking family communion. They're still getting that out. They're doing a great job. I need 1 Corinthians, please. Glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. This should be an exciting time taking communion. Amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. So families, if you can help your little ones, you take the little wafer out. Hallelujah. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This represents healing in our bodies, in our homes, in our marriages. By his stripes, we were healed. So, church body, let's break and eat.
Let the ushers get up here so we can give them some. I'm sorry. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You can cancel Facebook if you want.
Did you hear that, Miss Diane? Okay. Now we're going to take the cup. I know some of those mommies are probably holding like three in a row, like, what are we doing, Pastor Chelsea?
We're about to have grape juice everywhere.
Hallelujah. Verse 25, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Hallelujah. The new covenant, which means a better covenant. Amen. Filled with better promises. Amen. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is the blood that washes away our sin. Forgiveness, because what Jesus did on the cross for us, he took our place on that cross. This is what this represents. So Father God, we do take these things right now. I thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness and your mercy and grace for us, that we can repent and turn from our ways. And thank you, Lord, that we put our families under the blood of Jesus. We put our community over the blood, under the blood of Jesus.